This first prayer request is for the family of Robert Ramber. Robert's Celebration of Life service is today at 2 o'clock, and it's in Godibeau at the Baptist Church there. He's the son of Chris and Karen Ramber, only 36 years old, but had a cancer toward the end of his life. So we want to remember that family. This is interesting because he was in foster care till he was 4 years old. And then Chris and Karen adopted him and his brother at that time. So they've been his forever parents.
Yeah.
And he was 36. So,
wow.
Yeah, quite a sweet story. I want to pray for the family of Johnny Skipworth, who went to his final resting place this past Sunday. And then as I was driving in this morning and there was smoke in the air, I was heavy on my heart just to pray for the firefighters and the people who are in the path of fires. I'm sure there's some fires south because the wind's blowing out of the south and the smoke was coming across Highway 6. So let's pray for all those needs.
Oh, I'm so glad God answers prayer. I'm so glad he puts people on our heart to pray for.
Mm-hmm.
It will surprise me how someone will come to my mind and I'll call them and they'll tell me what went wrong, you know. And it just is amazing how God works, isn't it? So mm-hmm. wonderful. It's just such a privilege that even counts us and lets us be part of his plan. I love that. Let's all bow our hearts to pray for these requests. Father, I just pray right now for the Robert Ramber family, for Chris and Karen, Lord. I just ask you, Lord, to comfort them. Father, you can comfort them like no one else. I just pray that during all the services today, Lord, and the things that are going to be going on today in their lives, that you would just touch them, help the whole family, strengthen his brother, strengthen the rest of his siblings, and God, just help this family, minister to them, I pray. And Lord, I ask you, Jesus, to touch Johnny's family, that you will minister to them, that you will comfort them, you encourage them, that you will somehow help them to be able to release their faith and trust you through this. And no matter what's going on, Lord, through this difficult time, all the pain, I'm saying, all the pain they're experiencing, would you help them? Would you anoint them? Would you be with them and comfort them, Lord? Father, I just ask you, Lord, for all the firefighters that are fighting these fires. We ask, Lord, that these fires will stop, that the wind will settle down, that they'll be able to get a handle on this, that you'll protect people's farms and ranch and cattle, that you'll protect their homes, Lord, and that you'll protect the firefighters, that we won't lose one of them, God. I just ask that you'll give them strength and you'll help them, God, to know how to do it, and God, that you'll just help them with it. We just ask for your mercy and grace to help in time of need. In Jesus' name, amen.
I have one more. This one's is for Brianna Thompson, and she's dealing with a lot of pain from arthritis right now. And there's a lot of things that she can't use because she's also pregnant. And this will be her second child, and she said she had the same issue when she was carrying the first child. Seems like with pregnancy comes arthritis for some reason.
There's a lady here in town that has been healed of arthritis. She was so bad she couldn't hold her children. And God healed her. So God's able to heal.
Yes, he is. Amen. Monica may have another one.
Yes, my friend Lorna Smith, she has the flu. Oh, okay.
Okay. Father, we just come to you, Lord, for this need. And we just ask you, Lord, to touch this precious lady that, Brianna, that you will touch her, Lord, and that you will touch this arthritis. Lord Jesus, arthritis is not your plan. It's not your plan in our bodies. And I just rebuke it in Jesus' name, and I command the arthritis to go. I command the pain to stop in the name of Jesus. Father, you're the author of life, and you can control these diseases. And, Father, you can heal them totally. And I just ask in the name of Jesus that you will heal her totally, that you will set her free, that you'll protect her and her baby, that you, God, will just take the pain from her, God, and give her a good day. We rebuke pain in Jesus' name, and we ask that you will touch her, set her free, and totally heal her in Jesus' name. And, Father, I pray for Norma today. I just rebuke this flu. And in Jesus' name, I thank you for victory over this flu, that you'll touch her body, help the symptoms to subside, help it to be over quickly, God, and that you'll protect her while she's walking through this and just bring her out, Lord. You can do it instantly or, God, whatever our faith says, Lord. So I ask you to build her faith, God, today to know you are her strength. Touch her. May there be no fever, take the mucus down and everything that's going on with her, Lord. Heal her in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. I want to remind you that tonight at Community Fellowship Church in Hammond, they're doing Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames. Judy was talking about that early in the program. This is a great eye-opening drama that you can't walk away from without thinking about what it would be like if you don't go through Heaven's Gates, but you end up going into Hell's Flames. It starts at 7 o'clock, and they've extended it now to go tomorrow evening also. If you need to talk to someone about maybe reserving so many seats or something for your youth group, call 799-2318. Prophetic Voice Ministries is our Facebook sponsor today. They're at 616 North Locust Avenue. Apostle Casey Elliott will bring you a good word. They have Sunday school at 9:30, church at 11, and then again at 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. And then on Tuesday evening at 7, they have a prayer meeting, and on Thursday evening, they have Bible study. So if you don't have a church home that you go to, or those are nights that you're not involved somewhere, you may want to check them out and go by there. I know you will be blessed. Now let's hear from some of our other sponsors.
Whether you've been thinking about sizing down or have some land or home you want to sell, Grants Auction and Realty should be your first choice. Maybe you have an estate that needs to be liquidated. Grants Auction and Realty will get you the best price. Grants Auction is your complete liquidation professional. Grants Auction lots and catalogs every item. They don't charge you more, they just make you more. Grants Auction and Realty, 580-225-0269, or find them on the web at www.grantsauction.com.
Love your ride. Today at Bardice and Ford of Elk City, Western Oklahoma's auto headquarters. We know that loving your ride means taking care of it. Our service team is here to keep your vehicle running its best, from oil changes to tires and everything in between. With the largest team of certified technicians in Western Oklahoma, let us show your ride some love today. Come experience the Bardice and difference of the largest selection, friendliest people, and award-winning customer service only at BardiceandFord.net.
Hello, this is Rick Spain with Spain's Construction with something to think about. I need to do the right thing. The challenge is finding out what that thing is. This is where you develop habits. Good habits produce good results. They're not dependent on what somebody else thinks or even what you think at the time. When you find the right thing, make it a habit.
We are back. This is the Hour of Power. I failed to mention in the middle of the program that our texting line, if you'd like to text us a prayer request, is 580-485-0837. We try to check those periodically through the hour. Once in a while we miss something, and I apologize when we do. When we do look later and find it, we pray then. But anyway, that's the texting number. And so let's get back to what Sister Judy has to share with us. Great lesson that you're bringing today, as usual.
Thank you. Thank you. It's God. It's God.
I know.
We need to be reminded. I went last night to this Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flame, and really, it's amazing. One of the scenes, they have hell set up as though this is hell. With it's red lights and stuff over here and flames and over, this all is heaven, and it's gorgeous. They've got some kind of silver and white, and they've got angels standing there. You know, it's just gorgeous. Well, the different scenes they predict is different people have circumstances where they die. And then when they rise, well, they go, where am I? You know, and then they go, oh, that's heaven. Oh, is my name in that book? You know, and they'll ask, and if it is, the angels go, like this, uh-huh. And they don't play the hallelujah chorus. They used to do that in when we had them years uh-huh. ago. But they, you know, it's a beautiful music starts, and Jesus steps out and welcomes as they come up the stairs. There's stairs. They go up the stairs to heaven. But then if their name's not written, they ask the angel. Then everything goes dark and red lights and a, you know, a noise, and then here comes the devil out with his imps, and he's ha, 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 and he's going to get them. Well, one scene, really, there's a couple of scenes that really got my heart, but one scene is a man and his little boy, and they're driving along in the car, you know, before, people are just in their regular clothes, you know, and he's got a steering wheel in his hand, you know, and they're driving along in the car, and the little boy says, "Dad, Mama, I went to church with her last week, and I almost went to the altar, but I remembered that you said it's not important. Is it really?" He said, "Son, you got sports, and you got plenty of time to think of that. That's, you know," and he said, "I know you always said it's for women, and religion's just for women and maybe kids or something." And he said, "I'm 13, you know." And he said, "Yeah, we don't worry. We just let Mama do her thing, and we're, you know." And he said, "I know I always wanted to be like you, Dad." And so, then they crash, and everything goes down. You hear, and they have showing, and they're driving in the car. You know, they have the big screen up here, so you see a car, and they're going down the road, you know, as though you're seeing, like, as though you're in the car with them. Uh-huh. And then you have, then crash, and the pow, and the wreck, and it shows going up through the sky like their spirits went up, you know, in the sky. And then they're going, "Oh," and the daddy says, oh son, I've made a mistake. Oh son, your mom was right. Oh, I'm so sorry, son. I know my name's not in that book, but oh, God have mercy on my son." And he went up and said, "I know I'm not in that book, but is my son, please? He's just 13, and he was trying to be like me. Is his name in that book?" And he said, Dad, you said this wasn't important. And the devil comes out, and he goes, "Ha, ha, ha, get the boy." And the imps go for the boy. And he's screaming and hollering, and the dad's going, no. And he said, "Thanks, Dad. I almost lost the boy." And "I almost lost the boy. Thanks, Dad." And you're like, whoa, how important, parent, that you get your kid to know Jesus. Uh-huh. I know of one family that all four kids received Jesus in family prayer. They had family prayer every day. All four kids came to know the Lord, and she says, and filled with the Spirit in family prayer. And you say, they're a ministry family. Yeah. And they had a son born with a disease that if you grabbed him like this, his skin would come off in your hands. And she wrote a book called Tough Cookie, because so many, they didn't know, and they'd grab a hold of him, and his skin would come off in their hands. And he got where they'd lay him before he passed. He lived to be 30-something, I think, and lay on, and Brian was his name, and oh, he loved Jesus. And I'm like, parents, you don't think you make a difference in your kid's life, but if they see it in you, you can't just tell them. They've got to see it in you. You got to live it before them. That's one thing I knew, is because my dad preached up there at the pulpit, but he lived it when he got home. Mm-hmm. And my mother lived it when we got home. And we had family prayer, and we would all kneel. Matter of fact, my dad one time, they told me I wasn't there that night, but he started to pray. And they all knelt just before going to bed. You know, everybody separates and goes different ways. And he knelt, and he said, "Father, we thank you for this food." And he was kneeling in front of a chair, and he's going, "Thank you for this food." You know, he was kind of, you know, and everybody laughed because he was getting raised. "Thank you for this food we're about to partake of," you know, and he was kneeling over a chair. But you know what? That consistency in prayer, when something goes wrong, my daddy said when he was a little boy, a firecracker went off in his hand. He ran straight to his mother, and she began to pray, and that pain instantly left. He wound up being a preacher, though. He lived like the devil for a few years, you know, out in sin as a teenager. He said he'd come home and she'd be just calling on the Lord, praying for him. And he said, make him so mad. Because he was wanting to sin. You know, he wanted to go follow that human nature, you know. But, you know, folks, I was talking about our human nature we have to fight. Another thing we have to fight is deception. Because there's false doctrine out there. There's some around here in Elk City. It's all over. There's false doctrine. Anything that takes Jesus out of the limelight, that takes Jesus away, and there's another way. The Bible says he that tries to come up another way besides him is a thief and a robber. And here's what he said. Thomas said, wasn't it Thomas? One of them said, how can we know the way? And Jesus looked at him and said, I am the way. I'm the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. And I mean, if you try to go any other way, you try to work by your good works, try to go back and live like a Jew was commanded to live in the Old Testament. Jesus told them that that was the old law, and he came to fulfill it. He fulfilled it. He didn't throw it away. It's there, but we're not following that. We're not saved through circumcision anymore. We're not saved through that. God circumcises our heart when he comes and he lives. And we are the temple of God. He don't go dwell in a temple anymore in Jerusalem. His presence used to come down, and that's where his presence was. Nobody could even walk in there, but one priest one time a year could go into his presence. But now, he said, and Joel says, I will pour my spirit out on all flesh, and your sons and daughters will prophesy, and your old men will dream dreams, and your young men will see visions. On my servants and handmaids, I will pour out my spirit in those days, saith the Lord. He said, I will write my laws in their heart. I will put my laws in their mind. And so he lives in us. Hallelujah. So wherever we go, we can have us some church, Monica.
Amen.
Because we're here. We're there today. We can have us some church right here. I have a lot of church in my house. I put Jimmy Swaggart on. A lot of people don't like him, but I tell you what, they have them some church, so I just join them. I have me some church right with them. God is faithful because he's made a new way. He said, I will create in you a clean heart. I want to renew a right spirit within you. He's going to give us this peace and joy. Where does all these things I'm saying over here earlier, peace, joy, kindness, goodness, where does that come from? God. He gives it to us because what's our human nature? Is all that other stuff I read. That's human nature. That's fallen nature. But you know what? He said, but ye are washed. Ye are cleansed. You're purified. How am I? Through this word. I'm purified through this word and by receiving Jesus. And I let him come and live in me. And sometimes when you're going to want to go, but God said, no, 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 no. Monica, grab your tongue. No, no, can't say that. You know what we're going to do? I bless you in the name of the Lord. And she is one of the most unoffendable persons Neva is. She don't know when you're offending her, she says. I've never tried to offend her, but she says she's not offendable. And that is really good. If we get this word, and what does the Bible say? We hide it in our heart that we will not sin against God. If we hide this here, we don't have to sin against God. If we don't hide it again, your human nature is going to take over. You're going to do some sinning. Mm-hmm. It's just going to come real natural. Mm-hmm. You may not even know it. Have you ever found yourself or other people saying words and they'll go, oh, I didn't know. Or here's another big one is you're watching a movie. And someone will say, that's a terrible movie. There's all kinds of cussing. And one other person said, I didn't notice any cussing. You know what I mean? And there really was. But they're so used to hearing it, they didn't even notice it. Let me tell you another thing. Just a little small thing. Quit using God's name.
Come on.
As a byword. Sometimes as a cuss word. Don't. We honor the name. That's one of the basic commandments. Honor the name of the Lord, and we don't use his name as a byword. But anyway, that's thrown in for free. This is they sell tapes of that Heaven's Gates and Hell's Flames, and you will enjoy it if you go see that and just love the Lord. Oh, I wanted to say, last night I thought of this, and so I went and asked YouTube to find this song for me, It says the song is an old one. The several different groups do it, but it says pity the man, and it says I guess we should pity the man in this world who must use the earth for his bed. I guess we should pity the man who must toil from dawn till dusk for his bread. But these can be rich if they have contentment and share in God's salvation plan. But if you know any who, though they have plenty, is lost, then pity the man. And it says, pity the man who has treasures to hold, but he holds not the pearl of great price. Pity the man, though he live long on earth, but he knows not the giver of life. Doctor or lawyer, traveler or merchant, builder who builds on the sand, pauper or king, to be saved, that's the thing. If he's lost, then pity the man. I guess there are those who pity the saved, as though we are missing life's best, forgetting that treasures on earth pass away and heaven's the place to invest. Meanwhile, esteeming the man who is scheming to own all the wealth that he can. But if while he's living to God he's not giving his soul, then pity the man. Amen.
It's so good. As you were saying that, I could just sing it in my mind.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's old, just old a pretty little tune. Pity the man who has treasures to hold, but he holds not the pearl of great price. Pity the man, though he lives long on earth, but he knows not the giver of life. Doctor or lawyer, traveler or merchant, builder who builds on the sand, pauper or king, to be saved, that's the thing. If he's lost, then pity the man.
Amen.
I'm not a singer, but
anyway. Oh, yes, you are. Yes, you are. Sister Judy, a great lesson you've been bringing us today. Will you close us in prayer?
Yes. Father, today, I just thank you for salvation. I thank you for the blood of Jesus, and I thank you that I heard the good news way back when I was a child, Lord. And I ask you to help us as Christians, everyone that's listening to this, that knows you and walks with you, would you help us to be your witnesses? You told us to, Lord. You said, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. I pray for this session today, and I pray, God, that for those who are listening, that we will do just that, that we will carry this good news to those who have not heard. I pray for the souls who are lost today, for the man who is rich but lost, for the person, God, who's out in sin and lost. God, I pray that you'll bring them in, that you'll bring in a great harvest, Lord Jesus, that your word will not return void because you promised it will not, and that many souls be brought into the kingdom. Use us for your glory. Use us for the upbuilding year of your kingdom. Bless people and help them today to retouch and refresh and renew, God, so that you might, oh God, be glorified and they be satisfied and the others are ministered to. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. If you missed any part of this, go back on Facebook and watch the entire program. Such a great, inspiring message or lesson that Sister Judy brought to us today. From me, Neva, from Monica, from Sister Judy, have a blessed day, and we will see you back in here tomorrow.
Let us pray, let us pray.
We hope today's edition of the Hour of Power has been encouraging and uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email us at hourofpower@cableone.net. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com. Download the app. It's called The Rock Christian Music, and take us with you everywhere.